I'm unschooled. Every day of my week looks completely different. On Mondays, I write commentaries like this at Youth Radio. Tuesday, I could be hanging out with friends all day, studying martial arts, or listening to NPR. Unschooling is like homeschooling, except entirely self-directed. I learn what I want to learn, when I want to learn it, and not always in the conventional ways. For example, I only had basic reading skills until I was 10. That's when I started playing an interactive card game called Magic the Gathering. The game cemented my ability to read. Before that, I had no interest. Reading just wasn't relevant to anything I wanted to do. The closest I've ever been to a conventional classroom was spending 4 days at Driver's Ed. After the first day of copying answers, hellish boredom, disruptive kids, and forgetting 70% of what I had studied, I assumed something was horribly wrong. But when I came home and told my parents, they just laughed and said, "That's school." People often ask unschoolers, "How do you learn if you don't go to school?" Well, I learned about U.S. geography, the Electoral College system, and how polling works, all through an interactive website about the 2004 presidential election. Every morning, I'd check the site and then talk to my mom about what had changed and why. Unschooling isn't perfect. It has its flaws just like any other form of education. I'm 16 now and a horrible speller, but it's an issue I'm hoping to resolve by getting a spelling tutor. The average American spends more than 13,000 hours in school, and I don't think it shows. A lot of what's taught in classrooms is forgotten or taught to kids when they aren't interested or willing to learn. I plan on doing what most unschoolers do, ramping up community college classes until I'm ready to transfer into a four-year university. To get there, I won't be walking across a stage in a cap and gown. Instead, my graduation memories will most likely be of my mom and me figuring out how to turn a Word document sideways. And with the ink still wet on my diploma, I'll thank my parents for the freedom I had as a child. With a perspective, I'm Sam Fuller.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.